I don't recall the reason why. I don't recall the conversation. I don't recall whether or not I was present. I don't recall.
This is English Mojo. Welcome if you're a new listener, and welcome back if you're a regular. Episode 22, The Lawyer King of Recall. How often do you see history being made? Now, an amazing drama of immense importance for the world's strongest nation unfolds around a single word. And since the country in question is the United States of America, what's not amazing is that lawyers fill center stage. The word at issue is recall. When it's served up 70 times by the same person in one meeting, the mystery is, why? This battle of the lawyers, by the lawyers, and for the lawyers takes place in the Senate office building. Gathered on one side, senators who lead the Judiciary Committee, with degrees from Georgetown Universities, Harvard's, and Yale's law schools. They ask the questions. On the other side, the U.S.'s highest-ranking lawyer, the Justice Department's Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. He takes his position backed by a degree from Harvard Law School, and, in words at least, backed by his boss, the president, who hired him. The two sides have squared off over Attorney General Gonzalez's firing of 8 other lawyers, the federal prosecutors who served in districts around the country. None of their law degrees comes from Georgetown, Harvard, or Yale. As the senators prepared to put some hard questions about these dismissals to the Attorney General, one of them said,
"So I hope and expect we'll be treated to a minimum of I don't recall."
Alas, he got much more than that. At the end of the day, the same senator told Attorney General Gonzalez,
"You've answered I don't know or I can't recall to close to 100 questions."
Leaving politics and wrongdoing aside, which of course is a hard thing to do in Washington, the root of the problem should be clear to everyone. The Attorney General was possibly defrauded by Harvard. Given that a lawyering JD degree there will cost you about $60,000 a year over 3 years, you'd expect to come out with a better command of lawyer English. He said, "can't recall" or "don't recall" about 60 times the day of his testimony. You can see and hear it from the EnglishMojo.com website. But brace yourself. These are all lawyer politicians before the cameras. Imagine how cheated he must feel. Just when a law degree is most important in your career, not over some mundane trifling issue like deciding a murder case or how long to keep someone in jail without a trial. Just then, your education lets you down. Imagine if you spent the whole day stammering, "I don't recall," like some kid in front of a broken window questioned by his parents, just rolling his eyes and looking at the ceiling saying, "I forget," while nothing clever comes to mind. Here are some examples from his testimony.
"I don't recall the specific mention of this conversation. Senator, but I don't recall remembering. I don't recall the reason why that I kept the decision. I don't recall the conversation. I don't recall whether or not I was present. I suspect I probably was, but I don't recall."
You're listening to English Mojo. Visit us at EnglishMojo.com, where you can find more audios and articles, and where you can leave comments. That's not the level we expect from Harvard. We want to gaze at its ivy-shrouded halls and imagine with awe a depth of learning going on inside. We don't want this fantasy broken by hearing, "I don't recall," parroted over and over again by one of its alumni. A Gonzalez v. Harvard lawsuit may be in order. At least a hefty refund should be in the works. In the meantime, English Mojo wants to help. First, this writer confesses that besides overseeing the production of search and seizure training, his sole legal experience was being called twice for jury duty and serving as jury foreman. So, there's no legal advice here. But here's our shot at fixing the English. Let's look squarely at the problem. We can guess that Attorney General Gonzalez chose I don't recall because it has the virtue of being less clear and more adult-sounding than I forget or I'm not going to tell you. It's also less guilty-sounding than claiming the constitutional Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination. Recall can be intentional or out of your control. So, if you're caught out later withholding information, you could argue you haven't technically lied. But let's consider some alternatives neglected by the Harvard Law School education. How about, it slipped my mind, or I'm drawing a blank. Maybe I lost sight of that, took no note of it, or that's fallen into oblivion. Possibly my hard drive crashed. Millions of emails have disappeared in this case. Or, just, I've gone blotto. English Mojo listeners and readers are a thoughtful and sophisticated group. Quick, send in your suggestions for an alternative to I don't recall to englishmojo@gmail.com. If yours fits, we'll put it on the website. Maybe we'll all be in time to save the Attorney General. Now, if his memory actually does fail so often, we've gathered some useful advice. From Confucius, I hear and I forget. I see and I remember. I do and I understand. From Rachel Carson, for the sense of smell, almost more than any other, has the power to recall memories, and it is a pity that you use it so little. Maybe the chief legal officer already has his philosophy thought out. It might fit Lawrence J. Peters. Originality is the fine art of remembering what you hear but forgetting where you heard it. Or Sholem Ashes, not the power to remember, but its very opposite, the power to forget, is a necessary condition for our existence. In any case, he's going to need to tighten up his act. The drama didn't end at the Senate office building that afternoon. The senators sent a letter to him saying, how about sending us those details you failed to recall during your testimony? Say, within a week? It's a fair guess they're not looking for a repeat performance. So send your suggestions in right away to englishmojo.com and change history. You've been listening to EnglishMojo.com. Visit where you can find more audios, articles, and where you can leave some comments. We welcome them. More later. Goodbye for now.